Man, Christmas right around the corner, huh? And we're excited about this Christmas series that we have coming up here, and that's going to be good. So we're going to try to make that adjustment. It won't affect this service, but with the other service, probably after Thanksgiving, so you guys can have a little bit more time to get in and out of the building, especially get in. But that 10 o'clock's really getting, it's really packed, so we just need to make some adjustments. All right, man, I'm fired up about what I'm going to talk to you about today for a few minutes. I want to talk to you about hearing the voice of God. How many of you know that's a pretty big one there? Hearing the voice of God, this is real, real important in the life of the believer. And you know, a lot of people, if you ask them, even a lot of Christians, and if you talk to them about, you know, God speaking to you and things like that, some of the things that you hear are, well, you know, I kind of believe that God speaks to people because I see that in the Bible. And you know, Stovall, I'm sure God speaks to you because kind of like, you know, he has to, you know, because you're like, you know, leading the church and stuff like that. So I know God speaks to real spiritual people and things like that, but I don't really feel like God speaks to me. Well, I have good news for you today, and that is this. God not only wants to speak to you, okay, but God probably is speaking to you several things right now. But many of us, we can't hear the voice of God. I kind of like to say it's kind of like we're on the wrong frequency. You know, like right now, even we can't hear. I'll take like a Christian station, okay, like, because we're supposed to be listening to Christian music, right? Okay, so like 88.1, or is that the gangster rap station? Which one? Okay, yeah, 88.1, The Promise. Can I give you a hilarious story? It has nothing to do with this message, but it's so funny. Have any of y'all ever listened to like country music? Is that, wait. Turn that off, whatever that is. Is that like a joke? Okay. Okay, watch it. Country, I don't listen to country music. But I was in Los Angeles. I was in Los Angeles some this week in a meeting out there with some pastors. And so we were just flipping the radio stations around. And we got to this country station. And I'm telling you, it was hilarious. I don't know. Like, I'm not real in on the country music. But like, this station playing this country music, it was hilarious. I mean, you talk about entertaining. I mean, every song was about the guy being drunk, leaving his wife and his best friend's his dog. Have y'all heard some of these? I couldn't believe it. It would come on. We'd be like, I guarantee you, it's about he's drunk. And sure enough, you hear this. I've been drunk for 2 weeks. Bam. My wife done left me. Bam. I don't know why. Bam. I treated her so good. I let her wash my car and cook my meals. I let her clean my fish. A man couldn't treat a woman any better. But now all I have is my dog. Oh, a man and his dog. Now, I mean, it's... Am I... Honey, am I right? So we heard all the, you know, put another log on the fire. It was like better than stand-up comedy. I didn't know that. I didn't know that country music, I mean, that has to be funny to people. I mean, isn't it? I don't know. So anyway, if I ever want a good laugh, that's what I'd kind of get on the frequency of that. So anyway, no, I'm kidding. Okay, so what was I talking about? What? Yeah, okay, so watch. So, just like right now, if I had a radio up here, okay, if I go to 88.1, there's a sound, there is a voice coming through very loud and clear on 88.1. We can't hear it here today because we don't have a radio, number one. And secondly, don't turn your radios on. And secondly, we're not tuned in to that channel. And that is the same thing with the voice of God. Really, all we have to do is tune in to God's frequency, and we will find that God's voice is coming through loud and clear. But too many of us, because we're not seeking God, we're not pursuing God, because we haven't positioned ourselves in the will of God. It's kind of like, you know, we're never quite to that clear channel. We're always kind of, you know, we get close, we hear a little bit, but there's a whole lot of static coming through. So what I want to do is I want to help you today is to get to that clear frequency where you can hear the voice of God loud and clear. Can I have a good amen to that? So we're going to talk about finding an open heaven, because when you look in the Bible, every time that you see that language or that concept of an open heaven, you find God speaking. And what Jesus came to do in the New Testament, he came to bring all of us from, you know, as the Old Testament might say, and you hear this language in there, sometimes they talk about the heavens are shut or the heavens are brass, and sometimes God speaks and sometimes God doesn't speak. And when God does speak, he doesn't speak to everybody. He only speaks to, you know, a few chosen kind of holy people, you know, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, you know, Moses, you know, Elijah. Most of them are terrifying, you know, hair on fire, you know, you know, glory of God showing through them. And so what we see in the Old Testament is very different from God's purpose in the New Testament. Because in the New Testament, guess what? God wants to speak to every single person. In the New Testament, God wants you to have a relationship with him where you are tuned into that free, that clear channel where you hear the voice of God loud and clear. And where that channel is, if I could dial it up for you, and it's not 88.1 or it's not a number, what I would say is that that clear frequency is when we're under an open heaven. And so I want to show you and give you a few principles today about finding the open heaven. How many of you are excited about this? Because there is an open heaven for your life. And the foundation of the open heaven for our lives is the same, but there is a unique perspective for your life, for the plan of God, for your life, for the will of God, for your life. And you get that open heaven and you get aligned with God under that open heaven. And man, God's voice is loud and clear. The blessings of God, the favor of God, it's loud and clear. So look at this. And everybody say, God wants to speak to me. Look at this. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. God says, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. Talking about not the old covenant, but now coming into the new covenant. God's fired up about this. He says, I will put my law in their minds. Remember, before the law was outside. God said, now I'm going to put it in my minds. And you look at the Old Testament, God spoke from the outside. Why? Because Jesus hadn't died yet, so there was no way that our sins could be completely forgiven. So the Holy Spirit, God, could not dwell on the inside of human beings. So God had to speak to people from the outside. How many of you know that would be pretty terrifying? Like God, I don't know what God's voice would sound like from the outside, but I bet you we'd all be scared. So anyway, it goes on to say, I will put my law in their minds and write on their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. So in this awesome, what God's saying is the ministry of the word, the way God speaks to people, is changing from the old covenant to the new covenant. No longer will it be just a few chosen people that can hear God's voice from the outside, but now God says, I'm going to speak to the hearts and minds, and they can all know me from the least to the greatest. This is great news. As a New Testament believer, you don't have to go through a priest. You don't have to go through a special person. Because of the blood of Jesus, you can go straight to God. God is your Father. And many of us, we think of when we pray or when we commune with God or when we experience God, it's kind of like, you know, we need to do all the talking. But I'm telling you, it's just like a relationship with your own son or daughter. God wants a clear line of two-way communication. And so that's what we're going to talk about. And I want to give you three simple things about kind of help you to get to that open heaven where you can then learn to discern the voice of God. So if you have your Bibles, you can go over to Matthew chapter 3. Verse 13, And we're going to look at Jesus and where Jesus is baptized. And this is kind of a model for the New Testament believer about this open heaven and hearing the voice of God. And I want to say as we go into this, understand that, look, God speaks from what's already spoken. And the foundation of God speaking anything to your life or to my life, what I mean by that is it is not going to be outside or contradict what He's already spoken, His spoken word. Can I have a good amen to that? So I want to be very, very clear about that. This is God's spoken word. We believe completely in the authority of the Word of God. And so it's so important to know that this is God's general will for your life, and we're going to talk about that. However, there is another level where God wants to speak to you some things individual and unique about your life, and you need to learn. Here's the deal, man. This is why this is so important. You need to learn how to follow the voice of God. You need to learn how to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice." You know, if my dad was in this room today, I mean, all of you men could call my name, but when my father, when he called my name, I would know in that split second that it was my dad. And I believe this with all of my heart. When you hear the voice of God for really the first time in your own life like that, and you hear the voice of your heavenly Father, it changes your life forever. And it goes to a deeper concept that God is your father and that God is your dad. And so look at this model here in chapter 3, verse 13. It says, Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And you are coming to me." Come on, how many of you would probably say the same thing too? Like, Jesus come, this would be like, you know, Jesus coming to you for prayer. You're like, "Well, I think we got this turned around. You know, you're coming to me? I think I need to come to you." So Jesus says, "Look, permit it be so for now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And there's a lot of deep principles here about why Jesus was baptized, but one of them is setting the standard or the example for the New Testament believer. And so there's a lot of things you could say prophetically in this passage of Scripture that God is speaking to the New Testament believer. And so it says, then he allowed him. Verse 16, it says, and when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. Everybody say, the heavens were opened. So watch, here's the open heaven. What's Jesus doing? He's pursuing God. He's pursuing the righteous call. He wants to fulfill the righteous call of God on his life. All of a sudden, the heavens are open. He's, you know, symbolic for the New Testament believer. Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our old life, where self was on the throne, you were self-seeking, you were doing your will, not God's will. We come, we surrender to God, that old life goes under the water. We come up in the new life of Christ, where now we're God-seeking, we're God-pursuing. God is first in our life. Can I have an amen? So look, there's this open heaven. And it goes on to say, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him, and suddenly a voice. Everybody say voice. Suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." So watch this. This is a model or a type of the New Testament believer that what? When we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ, all of a sudden the heavens were closed to us. Because self was on the throne, we surrender to Jesus, we put God on the throne, and all of a sudden we come under an open heaven. The heavens were opened. And whenever the heaven, we're under an open heaven, boom, there's God's voice speaking to us. And I believe this, the first thing that God wants to speak to everybody in the foundation for our walk with God when we surrender to Jesus Christ, God says to you, because of what Jesus did on the cross over 2,000 years ago, now you are my beloved son, or you are my beloved daughter, and because of Jesus, in you I'm well pleased. God's pleased with you not because of your performance, not because of what you have or haven't done. God's pleased with you because of what Jesus did on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And when you come to God, God wants you to know that now you're His child, you're His son, you're His daughter. He loves you. He's for you. He's pleased with you. And this is the start of a great life under an open heaven where you can now hear the voice of God And it also talks about the Holy Spirit came down. In other words, they saw this blessing of God coming down, and people will begin to see the blessings of God on your life, and you will experience the blessings of God on your life because you've come under an open heaven. How many of you know that's good news? So here we go. Let me give you three things. I want to give you three simple things to help you get under this open heaven. And then next week, I'm going to talk to you about really discerning the voice of God. That's where the fun part is. I'm going to walk you through examples on how I hear the voice of God or have heard the voice of God. It's not a voice that comes inside your head. It's about the word of the Lord, an impression that's pure, that's peaceable. The Bible talks about that God's word's like a fire, God's word's like a hammer. And I'm going to hopefully give you some insight in how, when you experience that, how to discern that. It's not spooky. It's not weird. Look, this is normal stuff. I will say this. God's not going to tell you what brand of milk to buy. He's not going to tell you what color sweater to wear. Okay? He's not going to tell. That's not what this is about. But this is about, man, there are crucial key decisions and things for our life and things in your relationship with God when you experience God, and you need to know how to discern God's voice or how He prompts you and leads you to do things or not to do things. Can I have a good amen to that? Okay, so watch this. Number one, pursuing God. Okay, watch. When I'm talking about pursuing God, how to find an open heaven, Jesus was pursuing the Father. He was pursuing God. He wanted to fulfill the righteous call of God on his life. I'm not talking about just coming to church. I'm not just talking about, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm just kind of doing the right thing or whatever like that, man. I'm not talking about, you know, casual, just kind of do this, do that, man. I'm talking about you making a decision where you pursue God. I'm talking about being a God seeker. I'm talking about where in your heart you're like, God, I want you more than anything else. And in my life, I'm going to pursue you. I'm going to pursue the call of God on my life. Lord, I'm going to pursue a deeper relationship with you. God, I want to experience your presence more than ever. You understand, you can experience the presence of God. You can sense, you can feel the presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Man, I'm telling you, when you get touched by God, you get messed up. Thank you, all two of you. The rest of you, watch this. The rest of you, you need to get messed up with God's presence. You know why? I'll tell you this too. If you're struggling with an addiction or something like that, if you're struggling with something that makes you feel good or you think it makes you feel good, come on, because it only makes you feel good for a season, then it's all about avoiding the come down. Hey, I'm talking to somebody. All right, so. Look, this is the thing. See, sin is an experience, am I right? Whatever it is, sexual addiction, you know, getting drunk, drugs, whatever rushes we get out there that are sinful. Okay, there's a lot of clean rushes. I encourage you to, you know, go after the clean rushes. You know, like, you know, skydiving or whatever you need to do for the rush. Make sure you're up on your insurance. But anyway, sin is an experience, okay? So the only way that you can counter an experience is with another experience. In other words, people don't learn sin. They don't go sit in a classroom and say, oh, this is what sin, this must be what sin feels like. This must be what sin does. No, what do people do? We get into sin. We experience it. We feel it. We taste it, all that kind of stuff. Well, see, God is the same way. This is the deal for the New Testament believer. God wants you to get into Him. He wants you to feel Him. He wants you to experience Him. He wants you to taste Him. And when you get that taste of God, nothing else can compare to it, and it messes you up, man. This is not spooky. This is not weird. This is not charismatic. This is for the New Testament believer, dude. It's called Emmanuel, God with us. Not a historic pie in the sky concept, but I'm talking about we can seek God and we can have a passion for Him and we can really experience Him. And God is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek Him. And you know what God rewards you with? He rewards you with Himself. People, if you think like going to heaven, I hear this all the time. Going to heaven's a big church service. Some people are thinking, I don't know if I'm going to like heaven that much. You know, the streets of gold, the what, you know, all these kind of stuff. That's none of that stuff is what heaven's about. You know what heaven's about? When you get to heaven, when you believe in Jesus, you're going to be before the throne of God, and you're not going to be in a fleshly body. And it's just going to be you and your spirit and your resurrected body. And you're just going to sit there at the throne, man, feeling God. And it's just going to be like, dude, it is going to be the ultimate rush. And if God ever wants you to do anything, if he ever wants you to go see the streets of gold, and if he ever wants you to go do anything, he is going to have to pick up your paralyzed behind. Oh, I mean, you're just going to, it's, watch, ever-increasing joy. Just when you think you're the happiest you could ever possibly be, boom, God gives you another revelation of himself, and you're like, ah. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, God, there, boom, gives you, he's eternal, he's infinite, he's just going to keep revealing himself to us, and we're going to be like, man, I can't believe this can get any better. Oh, it's better. It can't be better than this. Oh, it's better. There's no way, no more, God, stop, you know. You know, and the angel will come up to you. Don't you want to see the streets of gold? Don't you want to? And you're just going to be like, go away, man. God is what is who makes heaven great. You see what I'm saying? It's not the stuff. As happy as you might be seeing old Aunt Sue or, you know, whoever it is, I'm telling you, man, what makes heaven great is God. Okay, but here's the deal. You can get a taste of that. A taste. A tiny, tiny taste. And if you compare it to eternity, it would be infinitesimal. But you know what? Even an infinitesimal taste of God is pretty awesome compared to the stuff of this world. Take it from someone who knows. Okay? I'm not like my wife, Miss Goody Two Shoes. Didn't do anything. But you know I love my wife. Bam. I like her more than my dog. Bam. All right. That was an inside joke in case you got here late. So, well, of course, the other side, well, okay, I can't get into all this. I was listening to the gangster rap station one time going through Atlanta. We'll go to the other side. I was going gangster rap, and I was with Tark. That's what we do. We go to new cities, and we just go through the radios. And he was like, you hear this song? And it was like this song was going, now don't, if this means something, don't hold me against it. I'm just repeating what I heard. Okay? It was a song and it was going, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby. And see, I see what station y'all listen to. Yeah. So Tark, you know Tark, but Tark dreads. He goes with me everywhere. So he knows all the latest music and hip-hop stuff. So he was like, dude, this is the number one song. This is the number one song in all of America right now. Listen to this. And this was the whole song. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. So we're just riding around Atlanta, you know, pulling the red light. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Then we went over to L.A. and it was another station, you know. So I won't go there. All right, so isn't that hilarious? Number one song in America. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, don't go out. See, I see what Celebration Church listens to. That's why I'm saying. I'll tell you what, Cross Movement. Were y'all here when Cross Movement came here, man? I'm telling you. Those guys were more sincere and fired up for God. Lecrae and Cross Movement and a whole lot of that Christian rap culture, man, those guys were awesome, man. It was an incredible concert that they had there. You know what they did the whole time leading up to the concert? They were in this room right here praying and into the Word of God and believing for a move of God. When they are the real deal, man. They're better than Hey Bay Bay, whatever. Okay, so what was I talking about? Okay, yeah. Some of you are like, gangster rap, married your dog. No, look. Okay, here we go. So pursuing God, can I have an amen? I can't help you. As far as hearing God's voice, there has to be a pursuit of God, not just the play church thing, not just in and out. It's got to be an inside, man. I want God and I want all of Him and I want to experience Him. If you have that pursuit of God, it begins to put you in to that open heaven, okay? The second thing is repositioning yourself. Repositioning yourself. I don't say position yourself, because really, all of us have already taken a position knowingly, unknowingly, on purpose, in ignorance or whatever. But we've all already taken a position according to obedience to the word and will of God. And if you want an open heaven over your life, you have to reposition yourself and get obedient to the word of God and want God's will more than your own will. Can I have a good amen? So this is what Jesus was talking about. Watch, here's the open heaven. Remember, he's teaching people how to pray, which, by the way, this is where we get the Our Father in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. He's teaching people how to pray. This was huge to these people. When Jesus said, look, here's how you pray, when Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I mean, they just weren't going with the, you know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name of the kingdom, that will be done on those earth and in heaven. How many of you learned the Our Father when you were growing up? We all learned it. It was like the only thing I knew. It was like when the Our Father came in church, I perked up. This song, man, is this the Our Father? Because it is on. Let's go. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will. No, look what. I did like the part where it said, forgive us our sins. I think because I wanted to make sure I was very clear on that one. But when Jesus taught these people, when he said, look, here's how to play. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. They were like, whoa. You mean my father, my dad? In other words, the same God, Abraham. You mean God's not just going to speak to a few people? You mean God will speak to me? You mean I can approach God directly? I'm telling you, they were blown away, man. My Father, what, here comes the pursuing God. Who is in heaven? Holy is your name. In other words, we're exalting God. We're pursuing God. God's first. In our lives, watch, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, what Jesus is saying is there is an open heaven. When you choose God's will, when you're obedient to God's word, all of a sudden you take your earth and you move it under God's heaven. And in that open heaven is where you begin to hear the voice of God loud and clear. Reposition yourself in obedience to God's word. Here's the other thing. Luke chapter 19, verse 26. He who has will be given more and he'll have an abundance. He who does not have, even what he does have, will be taken away. What God's basically saying is this. Is look, I'm not going to give you any new direction until you obey the old direction. I'm not going to speak anything new to you until you obey what I've already spoken to you. Let me give you an example of this, okay? All right, God forbid you're being unfaithful to your spouse, all right? But if you're being unfaithful to your spouse, God's only speaking one thing to you. That is repent, get right with God, and then believe Him to restore your marriage, okay? In other words, you're being unfaithful to your spouse and you're out here like, God, man, should... what should I do about this? And what about this career thing? And this being, Lord, give me. But you come over here. Oh, it's loud and clear. Repent. You're destroying in yourself. You're going to destroy your family. Get right with me. I'll turn things around. I'll take my life. Let me take my story, for example, okay? If you're like me and you're like out getting wasted every night, and then you're over here like, God, would you just, Lord, just please make me happy. God, fix these problems, Lord. Should I date this person? God, which job should I take? This bar or that bar? I get free liquor at this bar, but my dealer's over at this place. Lord, what do I do? You wouldn't believe, look, this, I'm telling you, I prayed these things. I would pray these things. Okay, let me tell you what God's. Surrender your life to me. Okay, let me fill the void in your life. I can get you free from all this stuff that you think you need. I got a great plan. This is what God is speaking. Do you see? I'm not going to hear anything else until I get this right. Are you following me? Which is, it's a whole nother, look, if you're an addict or whatever, man, you, thank God you're in Celebration Church. This is the place for you. Let me help you real quick. Watch, here's the deal. Okay, here's God. God's speaking to you with a couple of Stovall add-ons. Here comes. Okay, if you're addicted to alcohol and drugs, first, okay, surrender your life to Christ. Get the open heaven, favor of God. Jesus is going to set you free. He who knows the truth will set you free. What is that scripture? When you know that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. This is my fifth service of the weekend. It all gets jumbled. Okay, so Jesus says, when you know me, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John chapter 8, right in there about 32. Okay, I'm back on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, so watch. Here's what you do. Get your life right with God today. Then the next step is this. Go to rehab. That's right. Just tell, man, I went to church. Stovall told me to get right and go to rehab. I'm packing my bag. Go to rehab. Or get involved with one of our 12-step accountable God groups. Maybe you don't need to go to rehab, but man, you need people that you can be accountable to that can help you walk out your newfound freedom in Christ. Can I have a good amen? And then you start tasting of the Holy Spirit and you start encountering the presence of God, and then that's it. Then you're ruined. Then you got the God high going on, and it's a whole lot easier after that. Same thing. So that's a situation. Another situation we talked about last week, tithing. What does the Bible say? Bring your tithes and offerings to the storehouse. See if I will not what? Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. Same thing. What's God saying? Kingdom come, will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Reposition yourself according to God's will and word under the open heaven. That's where God's financial voice to your life is. That's where God's blessing, career changes, promotions, opportunities, raises, all those things. You're just subject to circumstance until you reposition yourself where you can hear God's voice clearly in that area. So many other things. What to do, how to do, whatever. It has to do. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I go down this career path? Should I marry this person? Whatever. Man, you've got to get obedient. And I'm talking complete obedience to the Word of God. I'm not saying we're perfect. I'm not saying that we all have issues. I understand some of you have anger issues. You can go to Rageaholics Anonymous. That's a joke if you weren't here a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, but what I'm saying is we say, God, not my will, but what? Your will be done. Lord, your kingdom come. Your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I'm going to reposition myself in obedience to your word, and I'll begin to hear your voice real clearly from the open heaven. And the last thing, James chapter 3, verse 13, it says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above. Did you see that language there? This wisdom does not what? Descend the open heaven. God's voice that you get under the open heaven, man, that's where all this stuff is. It doesn't descend from the above, but it's earthly, central, demonic. Demons out. For, that's another joke. You had to be here a few Wednesday nights ago. Okay, so. For where envy and self-seeking, watch. Where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion. What? Self-seeking. It's my will, God, not God's. Lord, well, you know, I'll obey you in a few areas, but you know that tithing, giving thing, right, God? We're okay there. Well, God, you know, I got this going on with this girl, and I just kind of need to let this thing run its course, and you know, we're self-seeking. Self's on the throne. Self is first. It's not God's will. It's your will. Where that is confusion. And every evil thing. And all of a sudden, because you can't discern the voice of God from the open heaven, and you're over here in static, guess what? All kind of other voices start coming in. Confusion. God's not the author of confusion. But here it is. It says, but wisdom that is from above, that comes from the open heaven, it is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The last thing, and this is the fun part, then you learn to discern God's voice. Discerning God's voice, it is biblical, it is pure, it is peaceable, and it has good fruit. So once you become, man, I'm going to seek God. I'm not just on the fence doing this. I'm going to become what would be called a self-feeder, man. I'm going to learn how to do praise and worship in my car. I'm going to learn how to seek after God and pursue Him. I'm going to reposition myself in complete obedience to the Word of God and get obedient to the old direction, so God can give me some new direction. And then comes the fun part. Then your frequency gets clear. You're under the open heaven. And now God's voice and that wisdom from above starts coming down to you. And next week, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to walk through like pure, peaceable, how the Word of God's like a fire, how it's not a voice in your head, but it is an impression. And I'm going to walk you through how I hear the voice of God. Remember, nothing outsider that contradicts this word. But how many of you know? How many of you right now, be honest, right now you're facing something and you need God's direction in it? Do you see what I'm saying? Look, and I'm sure there's several things. God's made it like this. So we would pursue Him and get under that open heaven and starting to hear His voice. I'm going to walk you through how that looks and feels and share with you some funny stories on that as well next weekend. Amen. Let's get under that open heaven. Let's pray.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Our prayer is that it will help you to live a God-first life. For more information about Celebration Church and other available resources, please visit our website at www.celebration.org.